We begin taking excerpts from the book of Deuteronomy today. In Hebrew, it's called Devarim, the words. Deuteronomy is from Devteros Nomos, the second law, because it sums up the basics of the first four books in another book. And this one is law preached, exhortation. It's not, if a man does this, then this. It's all exhortation. In fact, commentators make a relationship between the three synoptics in John and the first four books of the Pentateuch and Deuteronomy. It's exhortation and the word that comes so often is love, in a way that's not apparent that much. There are Leviticus 19 and stuff about loving your neighbor and hating your enemy, but at least loving your neighbor. But that also says things like, if your neighbor's donkey falls under his load and he's your enemy, go help him. So it's not devoid there either. Commentators are pretty sure that you remember when Josiah was fixing up the temple, trying to reinstate the practice of the law. They found a scroll, and they brought it to Josiah, and he read it, and that began the reform of the people. And Jeremiah was right there with him, pushing this reform. That book was probably chapters 4 to 29 of Deuteronomy. So, we're not going to read very much of it, though. If you just look at the difference. And now, Israel, what does Adonai your God ask of you? But to fear Adonai your God and follow his ways exactly, to love and serve Adonai your God with all your heart and all your soul, to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I enjoin on you today for your own good. That's the summation of what the Lord expects. And it says first, you see, fear the Lord, follow his ways, love and serve him. And of course, as you know, the famous Shema is in Deuteronomy. That's where it comes from. We're not going to have it because we're in chapter 10 and the Shema is in chapter 6. The gospel is one that keeps everybody busy. The didrachma, that there was, you had to pay 2 denarii, 2 days' wages was the temple tax. It seems to have been what devout people did. All the males. And so these people, does your master pay it? Oh, of course. But then Jesus knew all that had happened. And so he says, from whom the kings of earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners? From foreigners. Then the subjects are exempt. God, our Father, is our King. Now, but so that we don't offend them, and this is the mysterious part, go to the sea, throw in a hook, pull out the fish, take out the coin, and go pay them. Now, we never hear that whether Peter did that or not. You can presume it, I guess, but the text ends there. You see, take the first fish, open its mouth. The real significance of the text, which is hard for the Protestants to comment on, is give it to them for me and for you. Like, you are going to be my vicar. You are going to be the one to represent me on earth when I go to the Father. So pay it for the both of us. In a way, is the easiest line to figure out. It's a perplexing text. But you can presume, I guess, Peter went and found the coin and paid it. Though it's not recounted for us. But what is recounted is, see, give that to them for me and for you. Pay it. You find a coin that's worth 2 temple taxes. So give it to them for me and for you. Another place where Matthew remembers the status of Peter. And now that they're beginning the youth day over there pretty soon, we should be praying for Pope Benedict and for all the young who are going. It's going to be, I think, he's going to talk to the youth. What can he talk about right now? How do you turn godlessness around? The godlessness that has immersed this whole civilization in sensuality, cruelty, lack of care for the poor, murder, violence. It's a culture of death. And he has to speak out. Even though he's in a country where the merchants are happy he's there, but the politicians are not. And so we should pray for it. And pray as well. Today is the first day, well, last night actually, Dr. Cathart did abortions last night, at least 2. And of course he's there at 7 this morning to start. And that's why, I think one of the reasons why our cast of thousands is not here this morning. A lot of them are over there. So pray for them. And I'm saying Mass. My intention for this Mass is for life. It, you know, when you stop and think of what we are doing as a globe, as a race, you know, ensuring our comfort by killing our infants. We have to pray. So let us stand.